came here before?
Oh, we've read that before.
Yeah, it's a good book. A lot
it
of people
have
seen it.
We really have my group.
Well, I know one other place. That's all right. We'll get you some more.
Get me a red balloon.
Okay,
I need a red balloon.
Okay. Whatever you want.
And a blue balloon. A blue.
My sister Christina, your son. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sun?
Yeah. And one Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and popped. Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. What's that?
It's a chicken.
But what is it?
It's a chicken. A chicken.
It's a hungry caterpillar. He's hungry,
caterpillar.
He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. The apple?
Yeah. He did what he did.
On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. See the two pears?
Yeah.
Here, pull this paper here. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry.
The two plums.
On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry.
Yeah,
he did. All these here.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
And he ate those too. Boy, he's a hungry caterpillar, huh? On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. He's a hungry guy, huh?
Yeah.
Look at all the holes. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of, what's that?
What is it?
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
What's this? One. Ice cream cone.
One ice cream cone.
Oh, that's cone. One pickle.
One pickle.
Right back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is
hello?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
This is horrible.
No, it's scared me.
I know.
One
time it happened to me at
the whole thing. And Deborah, right? Yeah. She told me.
And you guys
have to come back. What do you mean? I haven't gotten back yet. Can I come home?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you can come home. We'll go in the room and see. Okay, let's see. Where were we? I'll leave it on you, okay? All right, let's see. Chocolate cake. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake and one ice cream cone, one with glass.
Pickle.
One slice of Swiss cheese. That's
cheese.
And one slice of what's that? What's it look like?
Olives.
No, the salami. And one lollipop. And one piece of cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
And one sausage.
One sausage.
And one cupcake.
One cupcake.
And one slice of what? What's that?
Watermelon.
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 That night he had a stomachache. Ooh, he had a stomachache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. He ate the green leaf. He felt better. His belly felt better.
He felt better.
Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. Look how big he is. Yeah. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and... What do you think happened?
He died.
What's that?
A butterfly.
He was a beautiful butterfly.
This is bad.
Why is that bad?
Because it's a cat. Oh, he's good.
He's good
because he's a caterpillar.
And that's the end. He's a caterpillar, huh?
Okay, it was
great.
How about your favorite book?
Is that
your favorite book?
Yeah. Read that one. Read it. Let me open it.
Okay. I change a couple of the words in this book, you know. I don't
read
them to her exactly what they are. Blanky, I change it to Silky. But that's what she calls him.
That's cool.
Okay, let's see. Where's my Silky? Is that the monster? Is that his Silky right there?
Yeah. That's his Silky.
Yeah, that's his Silky. Patched up blanket, huh? Now the monster never went anywhere without his blanket. He took it to breakfast.
Yeah.
And he took it to the park. Where's it, the park? He took it to playgroup.
Yeah.
And he took it to P&Q supermarket. Malcolm always took his Silky, I have to remember that sometimes, to bed. But not to keep him warm, to snuggle. The day of Prairie Dawn's birthday party, Malcolm helped his mummy wrap the present, and then he was ready to go. "You won't need your blanket at the birthday party, dear," she said, putting the present in a shopping bag, but Malcolm took it anyway. See the big birthday sign? And a cake? Look at that cake.
We can eat
it all. We can eat it all? Yeah. Malcolm Monster never played anything without his Silky. He played camping out. See that? He went camping too. He played Super Monster. Malcolm used his Silky for everything. He used it as a beach towel. I'm going to take it off the hook in 2 seconds.
Mom's taking the phone off the hook. Pretty cake. Pretty. Can you read that?
No, your mother's coming back.
People are really curious about what
really?
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? That was the same girl that called 3 phone calls ago. She goes, what are you doing? I said, I'll call you 10:30. Okay, where were we now? Let's see. Where were we? Over here, right? Okay. Malcolm used his blanket for everything. He used it as a beach towel. He used it as a Halloween costume. Look at that. You look silly, huh? Does he look silly?
No.
I can't even see.
He pulled his shirt down.
Pulled his shirt down?
Yeah.
When Malcolm's blanket got monstrously dirty, his mummy washed it. And when it got ripped and torn and tattered, she mended it. Malcolm didn't mind.
Yeah.
When fall came, the monster family prepared to visit Grandma and Grandpa. Mommy and Daddy thought Malcolm should leave his Silky at home. "You're too old to take it," Daddy said. "Don't tell him to take those." "It's too shabby," Mommy said. You don't mind leaving it at home this time, do you, Malcolm?" they said. But Malcolm did mind. He wants to take it, huh? On the way to Grandma and Grandpa's house, they stopped at Hasty Johnson's for lunch. Malcolm put his Silky in his lap as usual. "Look, Daddy," said Malcolm's sister. "Malcolm brought his Silky." Baby monster, she chanted. That will be enough, Monia said Daddy. While they ate lunch, Mummy Monster again told the story of the silky. Grandma Monster had made the quills as a baby gift when Malcolm was born.
We got that book we would read it.
You getting bored? You like the other book, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, you want Mummy to finish this one?
Yeah.
Then when he goes to his grandma's house?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, okay? While they ate lunch, Mummy Monster again told the story of the silky.
Oh,
Grandma
no.
Monster.
I don't want them to go leaving.
Well, they're not leaving. They're staying for a little while longer. Grandma Monster had made the quilt as a baby gift when Malcolm was born. When he was a tiny monster, he had slept with it every night and had played on it every day. You see, she said, Malcolm has always had his silky.
Diaper.
She's getting the type.
Diaper.
She said, Malcolm has always had his silky. She turned to him and smiled, but Malcolm, you are getting to be a big monster. It's up to you, but I don't think you need your blanket anymore. Malcolm thought that he did. The grand monsters were joyful when the family arrived. I have a surprise for you, Grandma Monster said to Malcolm and Monia. I made new quilts, one for each of you, out of clothes that you've outgrown. Oh, thank you, they said, giving her a monster hug. That night when Grandma peeked in at the sleeping youngster monsters, she saw that Malcolm was still sleeping with his silky. He was still sleeping with his silky. He wasn't sleeping with the one she made up. He's got his silky right there. There's the new one. He's not sleeping with it, huh? On the last day of the visit, Grandma and Grandpa Monster and all the aunt and uncle and cousin monsters had a wonderful monster picnic. Malcolm played with his cousins right up until the minute he got in the car to go home. There were many monster hugs and kisses, and then the monster family drove away. Goodbye, called the monster cousins. Come back soon. Malcolm was so tired that he slept all the way home. Sounds like someone I know. Daddy carried him inside and tucked him into his own bed. The next morning, Malcolm had drunk his orange. I never knew that was a word, drunk.
Drunk.
I always felt like drink. Drunk? Drunk meaning you're drunk. Drunk his orange juice and was halfway through his monster berry crunch when suddenly he stopped eating and put down his spoon. Where's my silky? He asked. Isn't it in your room? Asked Mummy. Go look under your bed. Malcolm did. It's not in my room, he wailed. His stomach felt sick. Didn't you pack it in your toy bag? Asked Monia. Go look. Malcolm looked in the toy bag he had taken to Grandma's. It isn't there. I'm not done. You getting tired?
No.
No? Okay. It isn't there. Here. Maybe we left it in the car, said Daddy. I'll go and see. But it wasn't there either. My silky is lost. Where's my silky? Malcolm began to cry. Don't worry, dear, said Mummy. We must have left it at Grandma's. So Mummy called Grandma Monster on the telephone and told her about the lost silky. Grandma looked in the kitchen and outside under the apple tree. Then she looked under the sofa, and that's where she found Malcolm's silky. I'll mail it to Malcolm right away, she promised. That morning, Betty Lou came over and played hopscotch with Malcolm. Malcolm was very brave. He waited patiently for the mail truck, but the only package delivered on the block was a box of paperback books for Hooper's store. He didn't get his package. That afternoon, Malcolm played on the tire swing with Ernie and Bert and Sesame Street Gang. After dinner, Malcolm listened to Mommy read a story. When she finished, he asked, how am I going to go to sleep without my silky? You slept pretty well last night, said Daddy. I'll bet you can do it again. And he did. The next day, Bert and Malcolm set up an apple juice stand on Sesame Street. Malcolm was so busy that he forgot to watch for the mail truck. The next day, Cookie Monster and Malcolm, I think she's getting bored.
You can stop if you want.
You want to stop? They want Mommy finish. We're almost done. You sure?
Then do the make one, like a big one.
Okay, we'll see, all right? The next day, Cookie Monster and Malcolm made 4 dozen monster munchies. Malcolm, Mommy said, a package just arrived for you from Grandma.
Betty, that Nick's book out.
She loves that category.
Yeah, I like
it. Malcolm, Mommy said, a package just arrived for you from Grandma. Get out, get it. It must be your Silky. Oh, a Silky came. Oh, thanks, Mommy said. Wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. My son, I'll open it. You see, I'll open it later. Oh, wow, he didn't want it. And Malcolm and Cookie Monster put the munchies in the oven to bake. Malcolm wasn't very hungry at dinner time. He told Mommy and Daddy and Mommy all about his day. He was so tired that he was ready for bed right after dinner. I put your blanket, your Silky, on your bed, Mommy told him when he kissed her goodnight. Malcolm yawned. Thanks, Mom, he said. I forgot all about it. Good night, everybody. The end. He didn't miss the Silky anymore, did he?
No.
No?
Okay.